Lots of us are getting used to doing our jobs remotely. The kids haven't complained too much about me taking over their bedroom for a studio. Well, Courtney Johnston is the new chief executive at Te Papa, and she's learning fast about the needs of a museum in a lockdown. Kia ora, Courtney.
Kia ora.
How long have you been in the job?
It was my 3-month anniversary on the day that we closed the building to the public. So things haven't quite panned out the way that I thought they were going to.
No. So how is a museum different when the doors are closed, apart from the obvious fewer people?
Well, actually, the thing that really struck me, so we closed to the public on the Friday. We closed to our staff on the Saturday at midnight. And then we had a couple of days of just doing the last kind of clearing out. And the thing that surprised me is I'm quite used to being in the museum after hours. That's normal. But we shut down all the lighting, you know, to do things like reduce the fire risk through the building. And seeing it completely dark was quite spooky. That was something I wasn't actually quite ready for. That, and with all the, I mean, Papa is so interactive and it's infused with sound, and to have all of that turned off. But then there's just all the other little, so many little things that have been happening over the last 2 weeks, and I really have to give it up to our incredible security people who are now kind of doubling down as babysitters of all sorts of stuff. So they've been through all of our lockers, for example, checking for muesli bars and bags of nuts and all the other kind of treats that staff had stashed away. We've got massive collections, and the last thing that we want is rogue beetles. So they've been clearing out all the lockers of things that people might have had stored away. They're watering our pot plants, which is God's work in its own way. I know a lot of people were actually worried about their pot plants and what was going to happen, but my absolute favourite thing, I get a phone call update every day, and I got a phone call one day, and our incident controller said to me, oh, we've got a problem with the dermisted beetles. And now these beetles, they're flesh-eating beetles, effectively, and we use them up at our Tory Street branch. And they are used to prepare bones and skeletons for our natural history specimens. So you take the carcass, you take the bit of whatever you've got, and you pop it in the box with these beetles, and they go and they do their thing. We've had this colony for about 20 years, I think, but they'd run out of food. So our security guards got some remote training in how you babysit these beetles. So their instructions included getting about 100 grams of meat, cutting it up like stir fry, popping it into the box, giving it a spray with a water bottle so that they can have a drink, and then making sure it was all dark because they like to live in the dark. And I think, you know, closing the museum was incredibly stressful and very emotional for all the staff. Closing the doors is just the last thing you ever want to do. And it's actually these kind of little stories about what's still going on in there, and the real heart that people are showing. They're the things that kind of keep you going through the stressful days.
Back to these beetles. Are they natives or are they imported especially for the job? Are they immigrants?
Oh, that's a good question. That is the kind of thing, that is a good critter question, isn't it? I don't know. I bet you someone who's listening to this does, though.
Yeah, okay. We'll put a call out for the experts. Throw
that one out.
do you have a good handle on exactly what you've got in this museum? And it's okay if the answer is no, because I understand there's like millions of exhibits.
Do I personally have a good handle on what's everywhere?
Do you know all the nooks and crannies and archives?
I've been in and out of Te Papa for about 20 years, so I've been into a lot of the nooks and crannies and archives. Our staff, especially since I became the chief executive, they've been giving me, you get an extra special tour when you're the chief executive, I do have to say. So, you know, yes. Hundreds of thousands of natural history specimens, butterflies, bugs, fish, spiders, crabs, really large art collection, big social history collection, and it is all-encompassing. One of the things that we finished just before we closed, for example, that I've been having a little poke through this week when I've needed a break or I've been waiting for a phone call, a man named Trevor Dick, who operated a little company in Petone in the 70s and 60s, and he made those kind of metal enamel club badges. And so there's all this amazing, we've digitised about 1,300 of them. You can find them on our website now. All these amazing, kind of like the Hutt Valley German Shepherd Club and bowling clubs. And there was a beautiful Max Factor badge and things like that. Because badges are a sign of identity. They're how we come together as communities. That's one of the reasons why we'd collect something like that. Stamps. We've got lots and lots and lots of stamps. Taonga Māori, of course. Big Pacific collection, one of the biggest Pacific collections in the world. Yeah, it's almost kind of like, what do we not have?
So my question then is, is there any way of sharing what you've got and what you do with the people of New Zealand, even though the doors to the brick and mortar department are closed?
Yeah, the team's really hard at work at that. I'm so proud of how quickly they've adapted and what they're doing. So we've got about 800,000 of our collection items up online, and you can find them, you can look for pictures. About 60,000 of those have high resolution images, and they're all copyright cleared, so you can download those images and use them for whatever you like. And when you do download them, we ask you just, you know, what are you going to do with it? And the best answer we got in the past week or two was, so the question, why are you on the website today, was to find out what plants can be used as toilet paper in the shopping apocalypse. So those are the kind of questions you can ask your local museum. We've made some of our collection items into online jigsaw puzzles, so you can find those from our homepage now. Ah. They're getting kind of 20, 30,000 hits a day. I've heard about competitive jigsaw puzzles. I've opened them up and then I close them again because they're way too hard for me. They break my brain. I'm not a spatial person, but those jigsaw puzzles have just been going off. And when you finish them, it gives you a round of applause, which is apparently very satisfying. I might need to watch someone else finish them. We've put years and years and years worth of our video content up in line. We're really lucky. We've got this quite new series that was made by some people associated with the museum for Māori TV called He Paki Taonga, which is 3-minute web clips. They're stories told by Māori about items in the collection, and they're in Te Reo Māori, but because A, they're subtitled in English, and B, they're aimed at kids, if you're looking at kind of extending your language skills over this period, they're a wonderful resource. And, you know, there's all the MOTAT has released an amazing family thing. Auckland Museum has had at it, Christchurch Art Galleries, encouraging people to dress up and imitate portraits from the collection. That's happening worldwide. There is an incredible outburst of it's so good. Yeah. So many dogs being dragged in as props and people's photos at the moment. It's quite beautiful.
Okay, and one final thing, Courtney. Beth would like some reassurance that the security guards are putting the lids back on those containers of beetles, because she doesn't really like the idea of flesh-eating beetles wandering around in Wellington.
I know, it's a little bit threatening, isn't it? It's quite a small box, as I remember. And yes, definitely, our security guards are just, you know, they're some of the best people in New Zealand. I'm pretty sure they're putting the lid back on the box.
Great, be a good start to a horror film, though. Hey, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Good luck over the next few weeks and with your staff as well, who I know you are particularly concerned about. So, Courtney Johnston, thank you very much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Kia ora.